From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called The Secure Standing of the Justified. The text is verses 1 and 2 of chapter 5, which Dr. Cairns has said is one of the pivotal chapters in the epistle. Having portrayed the sinfulness of the human race, and having explained that salvation is by faith alone in Christ's substitutionary death on the cross, Paul now sets forth the glorious results of justification by faith. According to verse 1, the first consequence of justification is peace with God. Whereas once we were enemies of God and at enmity with Him, now, having been justified, we are reconciled to God by the blood of Christ. Verse 2 speaks of the access Christ has given us into the grace of God. This access is our introduction into this grace, something which takes place at the moment of our conversion and which continues throughout time and eternity. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. Before he comes, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text is found in Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 26. I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. Here is sovereign mercy. I will give them the shower in its season. Is it not sovereign, divine mercy? For who can say, I will give them showers, except God? There is only one voice which can speak to the clouds and bid them beget the rain. Who sendeth down the rain upon the earth? Who scattereth the showers upon the green herb? Do not I, the Lord? So grace is the gift of God, and is not to be created by man. It is also needed grace. What would the ground do without showers? You may break the clods, you may sow your seeds, but what can you do without the rain? As absolutely needful is the divine blessing. In vain you labor, until God the plenteous shower bestows and sends salvation down. Then it is plenteous grace. I will send them showers. It does not say I will send them drops, but showers. So it is with grace. If God gives a blessing, He usually gives it in such a measure that there is not room enough to receive it. Plenteous grace! Ah, we want plenteous grace to keep us humble, to make us prayerful, to make us holy. Plenteous grace to make us zealous, to preserve us through this life, and at last to land us in heaven. We cannot do without saturating showers of grace. Again, it is seasonable grace. I will cause the shower to come down in his season. What is thy season this morning? Is it the season of drought? Then that is the season for showers. Is it a season of great heaviness and black clouds? Then that is the season for showers. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. And here is a varied blessing. I will give thee showers of blessing. The word is in the plural. All kinds of blessings God will send. All God's blessings go together like links in a golden chain. If He gives converting grace, He will also give comforting grace. He will send showers of blessing. Look up today, O parched plant, and open thy leaves and flowers for a heavenly watering.
Let thy blessing
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Thank you. The word access carries the definite article, the access. Again, there's good reason for seeing it as access, because it's something that we did get and we still enjoy. But the actual word itself has more of the idea of an introduction. What Paul is saying is we have had the introduction into grace. And of course we still have it, so that's where the idea of access comes in. We don't lose it. But there is here the idea of the introduction. This grace is the basis of our justification. It's God's favor toward us whereby he treats us according to the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have had the introduction into this grace, this basis of our justification. And in this grace we stand. And again, it's a perfect, we have stood and we continue to stand. The idea of standing is not to be upright. The idea of standing here is to stand firm, to stand sure, to stand secure. Notice again the idea of security here. There is this standing secure. I think it can well simply be translated, we have been established. We have had the introduction into this grace, the basis of our justification, and in this grace we have been established. That's the message and that's the meaning. Message then, we've been introduced to a new standing before God. On the basis of the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. I want you to understand that, because there is more confused thinking, even by learned men when they're dealing with Romans. There's more confused thinking by failing to recognize that Paul in justification is dealing with a standing, or if you want it, a status. Now, I've said we have a lot of things I want to say in this, but the main thing and the first point of the whole message that will carry us through all these verses is this, that believers in Christ have a secure new standing, a status before the Lord. Understand that. We're not talking at this point about a new character. Oh, we do get that. Sanctification is real. But sanctification is not the basis of justification. Justification is the basis of sanctification. So we cannot deal with one without reaching the other, but we mustn't confuse them. I'm not talking about a new character. We're not talking about a new state of mind. We're talking about something much more fundamental. We're talking about a new legal status, our standing before God. And notice it is a new standing. We have the introduction to it. In other words, it was not our natural status before God. Nor was it one into which we could find our own way. It was not something we could produce. It was not something we could even obtain. We needed an introduction. And as many have pointed out, Paul makes it clear here, you can't have an introduction without an introducer. The one who has introduced us is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why twice in these verses he says, through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access, or we have the introduction. You see, he alone can present us to God. Time forbids that I go through the New Testament showing that. Jude 24 speaks of the ultimate presentation of God's people. He alone is able to present you faultless. It's Christ that does the presenting. There's no place in the religion of the New Testament, there's no place in the gospel message for Cain's religion of man bringing the works of his hands on the basis of which he presents himself to God. I've mentioned Romans 12, even for Christians. When they're told to present their bodies to God, it is by the mercies of God that they are thus exhorted. What does that mean? It means on the basis of all that you have in Christ. And as we were reminded this morning from Peter's statement, our sacrifices are acceptable to God, not because they're offered by Christians. Not because of the best we can do. Not because they're even particularly useful or successful. You think of everything you've ever done. Have you prayed? When you've prayed, has there been sin, unbelief, wandering thoughts, things that are unworthy of God? Certainly there has. What makes your praying acceptable to God? Through Jesus Christ. That's what does it. He presents us. Ephesians 2:13. It speaks of us being in Christ. We were one time far off, but were made nigh by the blood of Christ. Colossians takes up the same thing in verses 20 through 22. The same very idea, different words. But it is Christ who does the presenting. This is a new standing. It's also a gracious standing. The plan, the provision, the purchase, the power to obtain are all of God. Some of the old Puritan theologians, and many since, like to draw fine logical distinctions in the types of causes that you have in justification. The moving cause is what? It's the grace of God. The meritorious cause, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ and His perfect obedience. The instrumental cause is faith. We'll deal with that more fully later, but it's a gracious standing. I want you to get it through and never forget it, because it'll bless your heart when you come to pray, when you come to worship. It will also set you free when you seek to evangelize, when you go to the ungodly, the unclean, the hopeless, the helpless, and the people you look at and you say, why even bother? Remember, it's all of grace. He justified us freely by His grace. Chapter 4, verse 4, he deals with that again. He justifies whom? The ungodly. Not people who could work for it. If you work for it, you've earned it. This sets you free. You can go to anybody with the gospel. You can face the most unpromising situation. And you know you have a God who's able to see it to the uttermost. His salvation is gracious. It's a firmly established standing. Notice that carefully. By whom also we have had this introduction by faith into this grace wherein we stand, or wherein we are securely established. We are securely established in a right relationship with God. Now that introduction that Christ made, it has already taken place. But as a result, we continue to stand. That's the great thing about Christians. It's why the old Puritans didn't teach the eternal security of the believer. They taught the perseverance of the saints. We take the idea of perseverance as, you know, you just screw up your courage and this is something I hate, but I have to go through with it anyway. That's a perversion of what they meant. What they meant was, first, that God perseveres in His grace to us. He doesn't give us up. And as a result, we go on with God. You know, American churches tonight are populated to a large degree with candidates for the lake of fire who have been told that there are Christians. And then there are unsaved people. And in between you have this whole amorphous glob of people who are just carnal Christians. Now, unlike some Reformed, I believe there's such a thing as a carnal Christian. But I believe that most of the people who are being told that they have eternal security, even though they're carnal Christians, are people who have never been born again. never been saved. I want you to see this very, very clearly. That God's people go on with Him. Now, they're not perfect. They're not sinless. Though they wish they could be. But something radical has happened. They're standing secure in the grace of God. They're not frustrating the grace of God. They're not making the grace of God a cloak for their own malicious living. They're standing in that grace. It's a firmly established standing. As Paul put it in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15:1, he spoke of his gospel wherein ye stand. Christians, true Christians, stand in the gospel. Certain things that Christians can't do. I've heard it said, and I've talked to you about people who have said this to me. I'm saved and I can do anything but go to hell. No, you can't. Because if you're saved, there's certain things you can't do. It's impossible. For example, a Christian, a truly justified man, is firmly established in this grace. He stands in the gospel. And he's never going to deny that gospel. No saved man can ever denounce Jesus Christ. Didn't Paul say that? Writing to the Corinthians? You cannot by the Spirit call Christ accursed. And if you don't know the Spirit, he says in Romans 8, you're not saved. You're none of his. There are certain things a Christian cannot do. A Christian is firmly established in grace. He's firmly established in the gospel. A Christian cannot go back to a doctrine of works. That's why I wonder about these people who say they were Baptists or Presbyterians and they were evangelicals and they were this and they were that and the other thing, and they go back into Romanism. And some of them tonight are parading their way around America, attacking the very gospel that they once professed to believe and upholding the unholy perversions of Roman theology. And I have to say, I do not believe that a man who has ever been genuinely saved can go back to a gospel of works. Certain things a Christian can't do. Why? Because he's firmly established in the grace that gives him justification. He's firmly established to stand in the gospel. So this is a new standing, a gracious standing, firmly established standing. And thank God it's a legally perfect standing. And that's what Christians need to focus on. And we will be focusing on as we apply and as Paul leads us through the next verses to apply this truth to the very trying circumstances of life. We have a legally perfect standing. We're justified.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.